What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. Earlier this month, the great jazz trombonist Curtis Fuller passed away at the age of 86. Curtis Fuller was born and raised in Detroit. He often performed and recorded with the jazz greats of Indiana Avenue, including Naptown legends like Virgil Jones, Freddie Hubbard, Slide Hampton, and James Spalding. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the life and music of Curtis Fuller by looking back at his collaborations with the masters of Indiana Avenue Jazz. Curtis Fuller was born in Detroit, Michigan on December 15th of 1932. Both of his parents died during his early childhood, and he spent 10 years of his youth in an orphanage. It was during his time in the orphanage that Fuller's love for jazz music was born, when a nun brought him to a performance of the Illinois Jacquet Band featuring the Naptown jazz legend J.J. Johnson on trombone. By the late 1950s, Curtis Fuller had left Detroit for New York, where he quickly established himself as a rising star in the jazz scene. During the 1950s, Curtis Fuller recorded with John Coltrane, Benny Golson, Hank Mobley, Yusef Lateef, Bud Powell, Jimmy Smith, and many other jazz greats. He also recorded classic sessions as a leader for labels including Blue Note, Savoy, and Prestige. It was around this time that Curtis Fuller began his long association with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. It was during his time with the Jazz Messengers that Fuller met the Naptown trumpet master, Freddie Hubbard. Fuller and Hubbard recorded together often, and up next, we'll hear a pair of tracks featuring their work together. From Curtis Fuller's 1962 album, Soul Trombone and the Jazz Clan, we'll hear The Clan. After that, we'll hear Happy Times from Freddie Hubbard's 1962 album, The Artistry of Freddie Hubbard. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the legendary jazz trombonist Curtis Fuller. He passed away on May the 8th at the age of 86. Though Fuller was born and raised in Detroit, he recorded often with the masters of Indiana Avenue Jazz. And we just heard two tracks Fuller cut with Freddie Hubbard. Up next, we'll hear a pair of cuts featuring Fuller performing with saxophonist James Spalding, one of the greatest living legends of Indiana Avenue. James Spalding was born in Naptown in 1937. Spalding has recorded with many artists, from Louis Armstrong to Sun Ra. First, we'll hear James Spalding and Curtis Fuller performing on Wayne Shorter's 1967 recording of Playground. After that, we'll hear Fuller and Spalding on Woody Shaw's 1979 recording, Other Paths. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the legendary jazz trombonist Curtis Fuller. He passed away on May the 8th at the age of 86. Though Fuller was born and raised in Detroit, he recorded often with the masters of Indiana Avenue jazz, including Naptown legends like Virgil Jones, Freddie Hubbard, and James Spalding. Curtis Fuller had a long association with the Indianapolis jazz great Slide Hampton. And up next, we'll hear three tracks they recorded together for the 1979 album World of Trombones. First, we'll hear Chorale, followed by Round Midnight and Impressions.
We'll be right back.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard three tracks from the 1979 album World of Trombones, featuring the Naptown trombone master Slide Hampton performing with the Detroit trombone great Curtis Fuller. Up next, we'll listen to a cut from keyboardist Mike Longo's 1972 album, The Awakening, featuring Fuller performing alongside Naptown trumpet great Virgil Jones. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we've been paying tribute to the legendary jazz trombonist Curtis Fuller. He passed away on May the 8th at the age of 86. Though Fuller was born and raised in Detroit, he recorded often with the masters of Indiana Avenue Jazz. And we'll end this tribute to Curtis Fuller, the cut from R. Blakey's 1966 album, Kyoto. We'll hear the track, Wellington's Blues, which features the Naptown jazz legend Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. And it's worth noting that this track also features the Gary, Indiana native Wellington Blakey on vocals. Wellington was a cousin of bandleader Art Blakey.
Please let me know you're doing fine. I'm thinking of baby, and I'll never let you down.
Thanks for joining us for this tribute to jazz trombonist Curtis Fuller. Fuller passed away earlier this month at the age of 86. We hope you've enjoyed the celebration of Fuller's life as we have looked back on his recordings with the jazz masters of Indiana Avenue. And you can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do.